Hello and welcome to EY's Fresh Perspectives podcast series. I'm Verity Pope and I'm part of the employer brand team at EY. I'm going to be your host throughout this series of episodes as we dive into our people's experiences working across our EY business areas. At EY, we're always innovating, moving with the changing times and striving to build a better working world. But how do we do that? Well, by bringing in new ideas, brand new talent and of course, fresh perspectives to our business. The world of work has changed so much over the last 18 months, and what we deliver to our clients has too. So this podcast series focuses on some of our key business areas and what they've been delivering recently. We're speaking directly with our people at the heart of their business, and we discuss things like the new model of hybrid working, what they do in their line of work to make an impact to our people, clients and society, and also about our continued culture of belonging at EY. We hope each episode leaves you wanting to find out more about our opportunities, and inspired to build your career at EY. Our capital markets team help clients change the landscape of their businesses while managing evolving global financial regulations. With over 100 team members from more than 20 countries, our team contains some of the brightest minds in the industry. In today's episode, we're speaking with senior managers Marley Klein and Christian Bravo, who have both worked at EY in other countries around the world before joining capital markets at EY in London. And they share their insights into what a successful career in capital markets can really look like. Good morning, Marley. Good morning, Christian. Thank you so much for chatting with us today on our Fresh Perspectives podcast series and all about capital markets today. So thank you so much for chatting with me and welcome. I'd love to start with a couple of introductions, if that's okay.
Cool. Thanks, Verity. So I am Christian, as Verity mentioned, Christian Bravo. I am currently a senior manager in the capital markets group. So I've been in EY for 8+ years now. I've been in EY originally from the Philippines, so 3+ years there. And I moved to EY Ireland for a couple of years before moving to EY London 3 years ago. So I'm in EY since day one of my career. So in capital markets, so I'm working with various engagements, such as transactions in IPOs in the UK and in the US, debt offerings and acquisitions, and supporting clients on their accounting implementation and SOX implementation. Also continue to be part of PCAOB audits. So I'm also part of a team within the group supporting the global monitoring of certain compliance with the PCAOB, if you know the PCAOB form AP.
And Marley, let's come to you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to be here today to have kind of a chat about what we do in capital markets. Like Christian, I also work in the capital markets group. I'm a senior manager in our team. And my path to London has been an interesting, fun-filled, and definitely learning-filled one. I started as an intern at EY in Houston, then did a brief abroad internship in Brisbane, Australia, and then started full-time in Dallas, where I worked for 5 years, primarily on public registrants in kind of all different industries, everything from engineering and construction to oil and gas, and then joined the capital markets team in London to just learn how to apply my skills in kind of a different way. And that's certainly what I've done in capital markets. Our team works on a variety of projects. I've worked on everything from supporting our audit teams on kind of a Channel 1 audit related side. And I've also worked on Channel 2, which is a bit more advisory. So it's a great time to work at EY. I've had a great 8 years here so far and really looking forward to whatever the future holds.
I love that this podcast is called Fresh Perspectives, and it sounds like you've both had different perspectives from EY globally and other countries. So I can't wait to hear all about your experiences and what you do in capital markets. So for anyone that doesn't kind of know exactly what capital markets is or where it sits within the world of assurance, could you describe a little bit about your role specifically within EY UK?
Sure thing. So the capital markets team works in basically two spaces, and at EY we call them Channel 1 and Channel 2, but basically what that means is kind of audit related or more on the advisory side. And within those two spaces, we do a lot of different things. One of my favorite parts about being in the capital markets group is that I am never bored. My day-to-day is completely different. I work on different types of projects from cycle to cycle, and that keeps things quite interesting. One of our main functions is related to internal audit quality initiatives. So we will work with FPIs, foreign private issuers, and even US domestic registrants, as well as those located in the UK and registered in the UK, to ensure that we are complying with various firm quality initiatives, regulatory requirements, things like that. So we work with our audit teams in kind of a review capacity, but we can also work with our audit teams to help them through, for example, an initial public offering or a merger with a US SPAC. That's definitely been something that we've done quite a bit lately. And then more on the Channel 2 kind of advisory side, one of the projects I'm working on right now is actually taking a client's financial statements and converting them from being reported under IFRS to US GAAP. And so that's been really interesting and something totally different for me. But I'm also working on a similar advisory project where we are management's advisory team as they plan for an initial public offering in the United States in June of this year. So we're basically working with management as an extension of their team, helping them prepare financials, almost the exact kind of opposite hat as we would do with the audit team, even though the actual work that we're looking at is basically the same. So it's a really interesting experience to get to see both sides of that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And actually, Marley summarized that very well, right? And I think just one thing to mention is that actually what I'm doing at the moment is, you know, supporting the audit team as well as part of, for example, any specific to the US requirements or compliance, like, for example, a first year SOX implementation where the audit team needs a supplement of in terms of the SOX experience. So we also help the audit teams on those.
And I really enjoy that, Christian. I mean, it's one of our favorite parts, I think, among the capital markets team. We love working with audit teams because we have quite a bit of US-related experience. We have a lot of PCAOB experience. And it's really fun to share that knowledge in kind of a day-to-day way that allows us to also build relationships within the firm. Some of my close contacts here began as, you know, individuals on audit teams that I worked with and really helped me build my network when I first got to London about 3 years ago. So I've really enjoyed kind of the teaching aspect as well of the job.
Yeah.
Amazing. And the thing I love about that is you said that you've had colleagues that have worked in the audit teams before. Can you talk a bit about those transferable skills that then lead into working really nicely into capital markets and what that looks like and how those fresh perspectives come and set you up for success in capital markets?
I can take that, Marley. As Marley mentioned in the previous one, it's actually the fungibility and the flexibility of the skills that we are doing in the capital markets. Like here, for example, my background back in the Philippines has been in audit. You know, and my experience is really in the US SOX or PCAOB audits, and same when I move in EY Ireland and then here. So all my background are in the Channel 1 space, Channel 1 audited space. But when I move here, it's really exciting to kind of have a different view or different experience in both Channel 1 and Channel 2 perspective. And in terms of the fungibility or convertibility of skills, which is actually one of the things that I like, or and one of my favorite part of capital markets, is learning new skills and you can actually you can implement or you can use your knowledge in the audit space for Channel 1 when doing, for example, helping the client in the compliance with the US listing or UK listing or some requirements in the US FPIs.
I totally agree. And I love that word, Christian, fungibility, because I could not agree more. I think in my view, I mean, the background that you have in audit, really the value of that cannot be kind of undercut in coming into this group. I am constantly thinking back to what I used to do on my audit teams. I'm constantly looking back at their US SEC filings for reference. And I think if I pick out just a couple of experiences that I've had that really depict kind of that path and how those skills are transferable, it would be my first 5 years at EY, I worked, as I mentioned, almost exclusively on US registrants, some private issuers as well, but mostly public registrants. So I became very familiar with the Form 10K, what's included, what should be included, what we have to disclose, business combinations, technical accounting matters that really formed the foundation of my knowledge. I then came to the UK. I helped my teams impart that knowledge specifically as it relates to being a U.S. registrant and SOX, which we've probably all heard of, and those regulatory requirements that come along with it. I worked with a team to do an IPO via a SPAC merger where I was using the skills I had looking at SEC filings, even though I had never seen that particular filing. You know, I know what an SEC filing should look like and what it should include. So I was able to transfer those skills, which was my foundation, into something totally brand new, working with the team on skills I already had, but developing those that I had not yet experienced firsthand. And then fast forward a few months later, and based on that experience and the foundation I had going into it, and the strong understanding I have now of the requirements in an initial public offering environment, I'm functioning as one of the Channel 2 accounting advisors for a company that is actually doing their own IPO this coming June. And we are writing those financial statements that I looked at 6 months ago for the first time on the audit side. So the foundation that you get coming from audit really can set you up for an incredible career at capital markets, whether you're interested in continuing to support audits, whether you're interested in working as kind of a management advisor, or whether you're interested in working in both. It's an incredible foundation, especially if you have some experience in technical issues, whether those are US GAAP, whether those are IFRS, or even UK GAAP if you're coming to London specifically. And of course, the SEC, SOX, and PCOB environment. I mean, that is the trifecta in capital markets.
I guess something I wanted to touch on is the progression or opportunities that you've had in your career at EY. It sounds like you've kind of both been here 8 to 10 years. Can you talk about the progression or opportunities, your trajectory, and how you've got to kind of the position that you're in now?
I think when I started at EY, and even as an intern before I started full time, I'm not sure that I really understood what I was signing up for, meaning I did not understand that you can have four different careers within the same firm without having to actually leave. I didn't understand all the magnitude of the rotational opportunities you could have working in different groups within EY or even geographically, and this level of sophisticated clients I would get to work with. I mean, I was 23. There's no way I could have grasped that. But I'm so excited that I embraced the opportunity because I started, as I mentioned, full-time first in Dallas. I worked on oil and gas clients for several years. And it's like the partners I worked with kind of had a sixth sense because I had worked with them so closely for those years. They kind of knew that I was maybe itching for a new opportunity, a new challenge. So I was approached about changing industries, still on the audit side, but in an area I had never worked before, in engineering and construction. And that was certainly difficult, but I felt like I was really ready for the challenge because those seniors, those managers I worked with my first couple years at the firm, I mean, they invested in me, they trained me, they coached me, they gave me those foundational skills to feel ready to really embrace and seek out that next opportunity. So I tried that out. That was a great experience. I mean, it was incredibly challenging, but it was a great experience. The company I worked on did an $18 billion acquisition, which I led the accounting team on, including the controls part. We were later inspected by the PCOB with no findings on that area, which was an incredible feeling to know that the hard work that we had put in was completely worthwhile. And then I was ready for still another opportunity when I was approached about joining the capital markets team. And within the capital markets team, the team is just very, very welcoming, very focused on helping you kind of choose your own adventure and really carve out a career, whatever that looks like for you. And everyone in capital markets has kind of a different career path of things they've worked on once they've been here. So it's a really nurturing environment. And it's an environment where if you want a new opportunity, if you want to seek something different and you kind of raise your hand even halfway, someone will see that and they will kind of pull you the rest of the way. And I think that's a really exciting environment to work in.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was actually an intern as well in EY before moving in as a first year associate. So yeah, mine is kind of like the same, but one thing that I wanted to point out in terms of progression is that, and it was just a great thing with EY as a global firm, is that you know, EY is really taking credit of what you've had experience in, you know, even back in Ireland. So all the experience that we had there is actually taking credit when I'm moving EY Ireland, and also when, you know, moving to EY London. So, you know, all the experience that you've had in all the EY global firms is actually taking credit in your progression.
Amazing. And I guess it feels like your progressional like opportunities are always looked at. You're always kind of there to be developed. And what about now that you're in these kind of senior positions, how are you focusing on developing others that are coming into capital markets?
I think in terms of developing others, it's our first year. It's my first year as a senior manager, but I know when I was a manager, I'm also having, you know, a team. And me, my nature is really, I love coaching and teaching the team that I am with. Like, the first thing I want to ask them when I'm in a room, in a conference room is, or I want to, you know, the objective is, you know, pick 1 to 3 things that you will need to learn or that you want to learn by the end of the day. And then I'm going to ask them by the end of the day, what actually are those 3 things that we learned? Even like small things, you know, Excel formula, VLOOKUP, and all that kind of stuff. So I think I'm going to carry that on in terms of sharing my experience to them, sharing my knowledge to them, because I know, you know, knowledge is best used when shared. So I will continue to share my knowledge and experience with my team.
Christian, that's a good catchphrase. I think that's probably one that I will adopt. I think my teaching style is very collaborative. I think it's the responsibility of the senior managers, the executives in our team and across the firm to invest in, coach, train up our junior folks. I mean, that's exactly how I feel I'm here today. My foundational skills are really owed to, yes, my university experience and my academic education, but more importantly, my practical application of those skills, which I learned in school via the folks I worked with when I first started at the firm. So I think about that constantly. Every time I'm promoted or progressed or I get good feedback, I mean, I always think about, yes, I did work hard and yes, I feel like I have done a good job, but it is because of kind of the effort and investment that others have made in me. So I'm really conscious of that. And I would say my kind of teaching coaching style is very collaborative. I love sitting around a table and talking it out with others, especially because the things I'm working on in this particular cycle are all on the Channel 2 side. So we are advising management on a variety of, I won't call them problems, but questions that they're posing to us, many of which both myself, the director, even sometimes the partner I'm working with, we haven't encountered before. So we love to just sit around the table and talk it out. And I have found that as a junior person myself, that was an environment that I learned quite a bit in, just seeing how the senior folks kind of think about things, weighing in with something that maybe they haven't thought about because it just flies under the radar, whatever the case is. And I have found that in capital markets, you know, the folks that join us and are really successful are very, very proactive. And so I have found that whenever I call the team around a table, there's lots of ideas to be had, which helps us get to a really good answer in a very efficient and just a different way. It provides learning for me every day on a continuous basis, and hopefully it provides learning for the junior team members as well.
I was going to say something that kind of struck me as you guys were talking there is you talk about being around the table, collaborating, and something that's now kind of embedded into EY as we go into this kind of new world of work is hybrid working. So I just wanted to touch on a little bit about how the team and capital markets teams are using hybrid working and how has the way you've working on client engagements changed?
I think in terms of client engagements, I mean, hybrid working has both changed everything about what we do and also nothing about what we do. And what I mean by that is, of course, we're not physically together as much as we used to be. We certainly are not on client sites as much as we used to be. And that's something that I do really miss, both from a client relationship building and interaction and just, you know, being a part of the business environment. I'd really miss that. But at the same time, I think that we've all done a really good job of adapting, not just at EY, but as a global business community. So we use, of course, the best rule of thumb is we have video meetings wherever possible, which even with clients that I've exclusively worked with during the pandemic has helped to build at least that feeling of client relationship and that feeling of trust and that feeling of camaraderie. And I think that that applies both internal within capital markets and our team's initiatives, but also to those external engagements. I think particularly at the beginning of the pandemic, when at least in the UK, we were very much locked down, we could not go into the office. You know, we were doing all kinds of things as a capital markets team to stay in touch. We had biweekly, although they started initially as weekly and we decided that might be a bit too much, but we had biweekly keep in touch KIT calls, which were great. And the folks that organized those were so creative. There was always something to say for a full 55 minutes, whether it was kind of a social activity, whether it was an update on kind of things going on in the market, because at the time of the pandemic, that's just when the IPO and latest SPAC boom was really kicking off. So there was lots to talk about, even from a technical perspective. We also have a great social committee within capital markets. So for instance, we were assigned to different kind of buddies on a rotational basis every couple of weeks, and different people would organize coffee chats with those buddy groups. And it would just be 15 minutes almost to replicate like in the middle of the day, hey, Christian, want to go grab a coffee? We just jump into a Zoom room and have a coffee together on screen. Is it the same? No. But was it the best that we could do in the circumstance? I think yes. And I do think that even our new joiners in the group, because we've had a ton of new folks join, I mean, they have said that those things really help. They, even though they are not authentic experiences in a physical way, they still provided that authentic experience in an interpersonal connection way that I think really helped them adjust to being in capital markets and being in London.
Yeah, and you can see from what Marley explained, the evolution from, you know, the pre-pandemic and to the post-pandemic. It's actually really tough at the beginnings. You know, this pandemic really pushed everyone to rethink and reassess the ways of working. And again, for the first few months, it's really tough, but it's really, you know, just trying to find the rhythm and balance. But overall, I think the hybrid working, we are actually, you know, getting used to it now, so which is good. And I think one good thing that is I appreciate with the group with the hybrid working is really looking after the health and well-being of people. You know, every kit call that we have, that's the keep in touch call that we have in the capital markets, where, you know, the leaders and everybody else talks about this, you know, the status of the group every month. So I really appreciate those calls, because, you know, it emphasizes the health and well-being of everybody. And personally, you know, I was able to kind of like balance and take control of my time, which I really appreciate the leaders of the group emphasizing that to everybody.
And is there a busy season within capital markets the same way there is in audit? And has that helped? Has hybrid working helped with the workload that you have in capital markets?
Yeah, it kind of depends on what you're working on. If you're working on an audit related kind of area, of course, busy season for most of our clients is calendar year end and the period right after, so kind of January to March timeframe. Foreign private issuers are required to file by end of April, so there's that backstop kind of in there. But something that I have definitely been adjusting to as a new senior manager working on both audit related and completely audit unrelated areas is when you're working on those kind of advisory projects with clients, the busy season and the busy time and the deadlines can come really whenever. It's driven by the nature of the project. And so balancing those can be a bit tricky. But at the same time, as a senior manager with the reduced level of involvement, really, that I have on my audit related engagements, it's kind of given me that space to try both sides and to implement some of that advisory work. It's definitely an area that we're still kind of adjusting to, though, I think, as new executives on the team.
In the Channel One or audit services side, you know, we know that, you know, January or starting from December to April, we have that. Well, it depends on the year end, I guess. But on the Channel Two perspective, it's is on a per project basis. So most of the projects in the Channel 2 are in phases. Like for example, in phase one might be January to June, and the second phase will be the second half of the year. So it depends on the project, I guess.
Can you tell us a bit about what's next for Capital Markets and some of the things that you're working on your clients?
You know, this is really a good question. You know, talking about the future is always challenging, you know, even in accounting, it's really difficult to kind of see the future. I wish we could talk about metaverse, you know, that's very far in the future. But I think in a short run, I think it's just really driven by the pandemic. So it's still uncertain, really, what's going to happen in the next 12 months. But I guess people will really adapt and get used to what we're doing at the moment, like the hybrid working, you know, 2 to 3 days, or it depends on the team, 2 days in the office or 3 days at home or the other way. So it depends on the project, I guess. And also utilizing the technology in achieving the team's goals and objectives. So I don't see anything significant, I guess, that will change in the next 12 months. What do you think, Marley?
I think you're probably right on the hybrid working. I do think that will probably continue to be driven by the pandemic. But to me, I guess more broadly, you know, what does the future hold? I don't know. We'll have to see. And I think that's so exciting. I mean, there's so many things going on in our group. There's so much on the horizon that we're even aware of that I can't even imagine what we're not aware of. So the IPO and the SPAC boom has slowed just a bit, but we still have several that are in the pipeline. We've got some regulatory changes that certainly will come up in 23, if not 22, relating to ESG matters and the environment. So we'll have to watch that space. We're busier than ever before. So I think the nature of the projects that we're working on will continue to be fast-paced, will continue to be exciting, will continue to offer our new joiners and our experienced hires as well, just opportunities to grow, develop, and try new things. So for me, that uncertainty is actually really exciting and something that I didn't really know how to embrace before being a part of Capital Markets and being a part of this team. But we all are very comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think that is a really good skill in the business world to have, whether we're in a pandemic environment or hopefully one day not in a pandemic environment. I mean, that is a good skill. The adaptability, the able to be resourceful, to really seek out whatever comes next, you know, is something that I feel really confident about being in our team.
Yeah, and you mentioned about the adaptability there, and also, yeah, and you also mentioned, which I completely agree about, the one of the key thing to be successful in the group is, you know, learning new skills, you know, trying to learn and be open to opportunities. So if you are, you know, if you are into that kind of thing, you know, you want to learn every day or every project in the capital markets, we have a lot of opportunities to go in. So, you know, yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you to both of you for sharing your insights into capital markets. It sounds like it's such a busy place and with lots of exciting things coming and you're doing at the moment. So really thank you for chatting with me on the podcast today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
If you've been inspired by our conversation today and want to find out more about working in capital markets at EY, search EY Capital Markets online. Thanks for listening and take care.